Kafkuf Beizom and Aleph. Just the bottom Gemara, the last learning again was, question was Ivo or Pigol, that the Bein Bekotche Kedoshim, Bein Bekotchem Kalim, that mitzvah lemizrike, there's a mitzvah to make a zrika over there. And the boy is Zorik, if you wanted to, you could have made a zrika. Still, Ukatani says before that the Ein Matama Tumasechlin, we have a korban, whether the korban was a Kotche Kedoshim, whether it was a korban Oilo, or whether it was Kotchem Kalim, whether it was a Shlomim, in both these cases, the locher is not Matama Tumasechlin. And what's the reason why? We said because since it's Chal Pigol on these things, the mitzvah is to burn it. Since the mitzvah is to burn it, therefore it's like it's also Bano, so according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not Chal Nisa Tuma, there's no Tuma Seichlim on these. So Gemara says, my love, isn't the case talking about that we learned before, that when you have Pigol on a Kutchin, on a Korbin, that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not Chal Tuma Seichel. My love, isn't the case talking about the Pigol Bezrika, that you first had your machshavas pigul b'shav zrikas hakorbin, meaning to say that first you made a shechita kedasa kedin, and you made a kabbalah sadam. So really now, if you wanted to, you could have made this zrika first without a machshavas pigul, and then it would have been a chalaheta or b'achila. So who let that be considered a shas hakesher? What does it say now that if b'shav zrikas adam, you have a moin teeth from the bosa tomorrow, that it's chal pigul? And therefore, it's not chalatumas eichlam on the food, on the basar. Why? According to Rabbi Shimon, we're asking the question, what's oimid to be podah is considered like you made a pigeon already. Here also, what's oimid to be zorek should be considered like you already made a zrika. If so, it had already a shasa kesha. So why do we say such a basar that's chal pigel on it, it's not chalatumas eichl, we should have said it's considered like it had a shasa kesha. According to Rabbi Shimon, even though the oichol right now is also bano, like bosa b'cholov, but we said if it had a shas hakesher was once muta b'achilom, then the yisra tumah goes, it doesn't go off. So we hear also this pigul also before the yisra pigul it had a shas hakesher. The fact you could have made his rika b'tayra. Samaras says, no, that's not the case over here. I'll tell you the case is the pigul b'shchita. The case is that b'shash shchita sakorbin, then he had in mind that he plans to make his rika tomorrow, plans to eat from the oichel tomorrow, therefore it's chal pigul right away before there was a heter hashas hakesha. So that's why on such bosa that has an issa pigul from a shas chita, that tum is not chal upon this oichel, it's not called an oichel, it never had a shas hakesha. So Mora says, what do you want to say? Avo pigul bezrika mai hochinami dimitama tumas oichlin. But in the case of a shas chita, you did it right, without a machshavas pigul. And you made a kabbalah sadam, and you have the dam already. And for it later, b'shav zrika, that's the first time the kohen has a machshavas pigul. So then you want to say, really, such bosa would have tumas eichel chal on it? Because since it had a shas hakesher from the fact that you could have made this zrika before in the hechsher, it's considered it had a shas hakesher, if so the gemara, so that's true, aditoni, what does it say in the braisa? That tigul b'mincha mitama tumas eichlin. That's to say, if you have a machshavas tigul by a mincha, then it's chalatumas eichlin upon that mincha. Why? Because the mincha had a shasa kesha. Like before you were matkish the flour, the wheat, it had a shasa kesha. So why do you have to skip from a korban to a mincha to say by mincha it's chalatumas eichlin? Liflug b'didor could have made the same difference by the korban itself, and it should have said like this. When do we say that by a korban that has a nisa pigul on it? It's not chal tumas eichlin on the boso, only the pigul b'shchita. If b'shah shchita, they had the machshavas pigul. So it was never chal a shas hakesher on the boso. The boso never had a heter achila or a b'kech take a heter achila. Avo pigul, but they should have made a difference like this. Avo pigul b'shrika, if they make pigul b'shah shchita only, not b'shah shchita, then mitama tumas eichlin. Then it would have been a mitama tumas eichlin. Why? Because it fitted according to Rabbi Shimon like it had a shas hakesha. Because once you make a kabbalah sadam, it's oimid now. There's a mitzvah now to make a zrika. So really, you could have made the zrika beheter. So it's fitted like a zrika was done. That gives it a shas hakesha. So then, taka this bosa would be able to receive tumah on it. So let's ask the question: why do we have to go to menachos for? Let's stick to a korban to say about korban gufa. Sometimes pigul has a tumas eichlin. Samar says true, But I'll tell you, the reason why we skipped was because Pigol b'min chitzrichlei. We want to say over Chiddush about Pigol by a mincha. They say like this. Tiyaf agav de Pigol b'kmitza, to kaimitz. Kemincha b'mincha kishchit adami, even though the kayin, the shas, he's making the kmitza, taking the kmitza off the mincha. If he has a machshavis Pigol then, b'shas the kmitza, he has a mind titzer shirayim, l'machar. It's considered doima to a carbon of a shchita, and by a shchita we say, if you have a machshavas tigul b'shas shchita, so it's never chala shas akosha. That is no tumas oichol chal upon the boso. So I would have thought to say that by mincha it's the same thing. If b'shas kemitza, the kohen has a machshavas tigul, it should not be chal tuma on the mincha. That's the chiddush you know. Afilu hochi mitama tumas oichlin. By mincha still, it would receive tumas oichlin. Because here the wheat, the flour, before you makdish it, it had a shas akosha. Therefore, since at one time it was mutav achilo, even though later it became hegdish, then it became pigol, now it has no heter achilo, still an issa tumah would be chal. That's why the Braisa wants to teach us mincha. But who I didn't buy carbon, it would have been the same halacha, if you have the machshavas pigol first, the shas riko, and achlami, then it would be chal tumas oichol on the basa. So the Mara says, Omer Rav Asher Vashi said that Amrisa Lishmaita came with Rav Nachman. I said over this a lot in front of Rav Nachman. They said like this, that Afilu Teim Alon Mamish, even if you want to say when the Brice before said Lan, it was left over, Lefnei Zrika, that it's put that Samakabu Tumas Eichlin, like Rashi says, Lon Mamish means Holon Lefnei Zrika Liach, Zrika the Tunnel Yale. That's how the Brice made a difference, whether the Lina took place before Zrika Liach, Zrika. It could mean mamish, means lefnei zrika mamish. Could mean that the hoyle shoyz b'yayim, that there was time yet in the daytime, they could have made a zrika before. And liyach zrika mamish means mamish. The question was, if there was enough time in the day to make a zrika before the land, so why do you say it didn't have a shasa kosher? According to Rabbi Shimon, the chur, the klal is, koloimed lifes is kepodid on me. Suwadin koloimed lizra could also be kezorik on me. Samara says no. They say this, Afilu Teima Lan Mamish, V'Afilu Teima De Pigul B'Zrika. And even if you want to say the first had the Machshavas Pigul B'Shas Rika, still, it's not considered like this, Boser had a Shas HaKosher. And therefore, it's not Mekabal Tumas Eichlin. Why? And there's a Chiluk like this according to Rabbi Shimon. Di Boi Porak Omar. That's what Rabbi Shimon says by the Por, Aduma, since you could have been Poydu, it's considered like it was Podui, not a Shas HaKosher, that we say. And Rashi explains why, because it's not Mechusra Maisa. Tadi is only the Dibra Biyama to be Poydirit. But since you could do it with your Dibra alone, that would be considered as if you made the Padiyah, as if you redeemed it. But Iboy Zorik, Iboy Heavy Zorik Leam Rinun. It could be according to Rabbi Shimon, we did not say Iboy Zorik, since you could have made his Rika, considered like you made his Rika, that we did not say. The Rika is called a Maisa, which Mechusra Maisa, that I do not say. The Gemara says, "Let's we have a question." It says, "Klal Amar Rabbi Yishuv." Yishuv says, "Klal is this: that Kol Shoyis Alashas Heter LeKahanim. Anytime there was a heter for the Kahanim to eat this meat, then the Klal is Ein Moylam Boy. There's no Issa Mila on that meat." Rashi says, "Why the Loi Kotchi Hashemim? It's not called Kotchi Hashem since there's Chala Heter already. So Mila, it's not called Kotchi Hashem." Rashi says, "Biyafagav Dash Tein Lashas Heter. Even though right now there's no heter, but since there was already Chala Heter." Means it's not oimed to be burnt on the mizbeach, therefore there's no isamila. But v'chol shloi hoisa loy shas hetel kahanim, it was not chal yet to hetel for the kahanim to eat from the basa. Then ma'ilam boy, then yes, then if somebody eats from it, he's over the isamila. Now it explains v'yezeyo shas hetel kahanim. What's called it had a shas hetel for the kahanim? The case is shelono where the psul lina was left overnight. Vishinitamas, or else the basa became tamei. After the zrika, after was chala had to eat it, they left the meat overnight. Or else vishinitamas, the basa became tamei later. Or else vishayotza, the psul yotzi on it. So these cases have no issa mila, because since it was chala had to achilu for the kahanim, the issa kach Hashem goes off it. But v'yezi, what's called the case? Shlohoys l'shas hetla kahanim, did not have heter for the kahanim yet. Shanishchato chutz lazmano, b'shas shchita, right away you had a machshava psul, Yeah, the machshava teach from the boss of tomorrow, machshava spiegel. Or else the machshava of a chutzlum koimel, yeah, the mind teach from the wrong place. Or else the shekiblu psulim. Kabbalah Saddam was done with the kind that's possible of psulim. Or else the zokru as domai, where the psulim made his rika Saddam. Here it's never considered had a shas akosher, therefore there is an issa mila on the bosa. The Gemara says, "Katanim is what we learn over here. Katanim miyom reisha. What does it say in the reisha? Shelono v'shenitzmas. In the case where you made his zrika ready on the korban, just the boss was left overnight. Lono, or else v'shenitzmas. Now the boss became tummy. Or else v'sheyotza. Now the boss went chutzim katzofay. So my love is in the case talking about lono mamish or mamish absolino. Meaning to say lono, like Rashi says, it means either the dam or else the boss was land." Where the dam itself was left overnight, you didn't make his rikum, that's also considered a harashas hakosher. Because my love isn't the case talking about lino mamish. For hokoy, so what's the reason? Luchura, there was no zrika done at all. If lino is with the dam, so why is it considered a harashas hakosher? Why does Yisimila go off it? Luchura, the only reason is, vokho di boy have his orikum. The only reason is because if he wanted to, the kohen, he could have made his rika b'yom. He made a kabbalah sadam, and the dam was there. Because he left the dam over till the night time. It was a lona of the dam. But really the dam was fit to have his rika done to it. Okatani, therefore it says in his braisa, Diyein Merlin, there's no isamila, consider like it has a shas akosha. So who you see why? Because Kolayim and Lizrik is Kazarik dummy. And the Chur Bshim is the one that says the swara. So you see, according to Bshim, that by Zrik also we say Kolayim and Lizrik is Kazarik dummy. Not like we wanted to say before, only by pidgin we say it. Which is not totally in the Maisa, but by Zerika, totally in the Maisa, we do not say it. Here we see, even by Zerika, also we say, Koi Kazarik Dami. So Mar says, let us at the Pshat of you, I'll tell you here the case is Loi. The case is Ruya Lotseis, Ruya Litamei, Ruya Lolin. So the Kitzah Teretz is not with the Dam, Rashi says. We're not going to read the word Lina here. But the case is that Avadi made his Rika Saddam. And Stam, after you made his Rika Saddam, Stam was Lina on the Boso. Or else the boss became Tom, or else the boss became Yoitzis. So there, Pshita, there was already Chal Heter Achilam. It was called a real Shas HaKosha. That's why there's no Isamila. Because the Maitzah, the Zerika was done already. The Gemara says, what do you want to say, Abba? What do you want to tell me, though? Lina Mamishmai. But let's say you left over the Dam, that you did not make Zerika. Then you want to say, Hochinami, to Moilin, Enochinami, that since you did not make Zerika Saddam yet, there's no Heter Chal. It's not called the Shas HaKosha, that there would be an Issa Milom. If so, HaKol Shoho Yoloi Shas Heta L'Kahanim V'Chol Shloi Hoysel Shas Heta L'Kahanim. What does the Baruch say in Loshim? If it was Chala Heta L'Kahanim, then there's no Issa Milom. If it was not Chala Heta L'Kahanim, then there is an Issa Milom. It should have said, Kol Shiyes Loi Shas Heta L'Kahanim E'moylem Bo V'Chol Shein Loi Shas Heta L'Kahanim E'moylem Bo Miboylei. It should have said a Lashon that really the Heta was Chal or the Heta was not Chal. Why does it say a Lashon of Kol Shehoyu Lo Shas Het L'Kahanim? The Rashi says, Shehoyu Lo Shas Het Mashma Shoyso Lo Shoh Sheruya Latiro V'Lizrak Domo V'Loi Hutro. The Lashon is Mashma now the way it says it, as long as there was a time that it was fit to make a Zerika, Mashma, even though the Zerika was not done. As long as there was a time was fit to make the Zerika, that's also considered a Heter Achila, that the Yisimila goes off it. So, Kol Shiyesh Shos Heter Miboyle, what she says, the Chivas and Israel Kadam Meyad, Yesh Lo Shas Heter. It should have said a Loshanim, if we're only talking about when the Zerika was done already, it should have said a Loshanim that a Heter was Chal already. What's this Loshanim of Kol Shehoyu Lo Shas Heter Lekahanim? So, Chur Tzmashma, that even though the Zerika was not done yet, but as long as the Zerika could have been done, like Oymed Lizroik, is yet considered Kizorik Dami. So it says the wrong Lashon of Brisa. So my answer is, Elo Omer Avashi, Mi'ilo Atum Karamis. He's asking a question of Spira and Hilchas Milo, from one Brisa that says there's no Issa Milo once they had to Eschal. So the Issa Tumah that was saying here, but player really, that there had to be Chal. I'll tell you like this, Milo, what's the Svar of Milo? When is there an Issa Milo on the Bosom? Meshum Kedusha v'lav Kedushi. It's totally whether it still has the Kedusha Hashem on it or not. Kolzman it's aimed for the Mizbech has a special Kedusha HaKrova on it. And when it's not aimed to be HaKrova, when it's Heter Achila, that Kedusha goes off it. So therefore, I tell you, the boss of the popular kedusha for my hadra, like rochvelo, how does the kedusha come back and right on top of it again? In other words, by the kedusha, like Rashi says, mila totally. Rashi says, moylem bo, or mishum lav kedusha poka milosoi, or the boss of the poka kedusha son. What does that mean? Sheniril Israel, because it was fit to make a maizes rika. And v'liyos mutaras hakanim, was once fit for the kanim teeth from it. What does that mean? Because we kanim, we hold more of a kanim that koloim elizvik is kazorik dummy. So it's so like once the kedusha goes off it, the mahadu kedusha, how would the kedusha come back? Senech nami. The gears for the isamilo, once it was fit for the kedusha to go off, it goes off and doesn't come back again. Mashenu the Morris says tuma hilchas tuma. Mishum uchla v'lav uchlihi. It's telling you whether it's cold food or not cold food. So therefore the svar is, kol heicha di bo yizorek, motzi zorek lei, meshavre lei uchla, o metam atum aseichlin. Kol zeman, you could make this rika right now. True, that's meshavre lei uchlin. It's mekavatumah. But heicha di bo yizorek, le motzi zorek, if he wanted to, he couldn't have made this rika, le meshavre lei uchla. He does not make it into an uchol, and therefore, why matam a tumas eichlin? It would not have a tumas eichlin. Rashi says, "Avotum mishum uchlav lav luchu totally in food and not klima. Ki every uchlo when it has a shame eichol food on it, then makabotuma. But the chokam Rashi says, "Lo heavy uchlo calls the man." The Rashi says, "Afagav the chosel nebu even though it was fit to become an eichol, but calls the man san eichol v'poyul lo makabotuma. Hilkach here by tuma learmin we do not say iboy zor." That's the chiluk. Even though we hold kolayim and lizur kizorik dummy, that's only negayah to take off the kedusha, negayah to mila, but negayah to give it a shame oichel as a cold food yet, the fact it could become a shame food, that's not enough to give it a shame food. Lamais is not called an oichel yet, therefore it's not mekabel tum. Now the Mora says, Meisve, I have a question. It says, Alocha hamei v'yoshem tolui, if somebody brings an oshem tolui. Rashi says, Bo al mi shoy lefonov, first, now two pieces in front of him. One was treif, one was kosher, and he ate one of them. He does not know which one he ate. That's the lucky. He had to bring an oshem toli in the meantime. So the person brought the oshem toli, and then later the noida shaloichotei realized the one he ate was the kosher one. So it's like this: imach loy nishkat. If before they made the shechit on the korban, noida loy is yotzev yirov edom. Let him just send it out to his fields and pasture with him. Rashi says, Yotzev Obeda means im sharpe, let him pasture in the field with his other animals. The chulinu, it's mamish chulin. Hayav olechot, since the person not do the chet, he is not mechuyiv in the korban. It's mamish lova, it's not a korban. Tivrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Vachomer nechomer say no. Yiroi achi yistovu, you have to have kedusha on it. You have to let it pasture in the field until it becomes a bamum. And then the yimcha, then you can sell it. The yipu dom live in the dover. And with the money, you have to send the dover to buy a korb in the dover for the mizbeach. But because once the kedusha was chal, the kedusha does not go off it. Rashi says, Mitel sheli by nekfoy nigru makishlo, the Gemara says. Since the person has liba nokfoy, it bothers him a little bit whether he really did the chet or not. So the maiz says, liba is bothering him. Therefore, the maiz meant to be makish the korbin. Even though it's found that he did not do the chet, but right now he meant to be makish the belay sholem. Therefore, the kedusha is chal. Therefore, you have to wait till it becomes a bamum. Rabbi Lezer says, "Yakriv, no, you can be makriv. Bring us a korban. Shim einoi bo al chet there. Hare you bo al chet achar. If you don't live for this chet, bring us another chet." Rashi says he goes to time and he says more increases that misnad the vod of Rosh Hashanah b'chol yom. A person can bring him a person to daven nashim tali. Like he holds misstamah for sure. A person did a chet. Therefore, he could bring a nashim tali. Even though you don't know for sure which chet. Here, even though it came out that the chet you thought you did was not a chet, still the korban could be brought. So that's the halacha if you realize this before you made a shechita. What's going to be the halacha misha nishchat noidaloi? Let's say after you made a shechita on the korban, then you first found out that you did not do a chet. The halacha is hadam yishofer, hadam has to stand be spilled out. The noma mitzvah is to bring the korban, because it's like chulim shenishchatu b'yazar, Rashi says. So Adam, the blood should be spilled out. For your boss, you have to burn the meat. What's going to be Nizr Kadam? Let's say you already made this Rika Saddam, and then you found out that you did not do the Chet. So Abbas, you're allowed to eat the meat, means the Kanim can eat the meat. Rashi says, "Lekanim shal sofik bo mitchiloso, or b'shav kaproso, dainos rika kati sofikoyo." Therefore, it's called the good korban. The kanim can eat from it. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi talk like this. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, "Afilu ha'dam b'koyt." Even if the dam is still in the cup, and before you made this rika, now we found out that it did not do a chet, he ought still yizrok. You let him make this rika. For yabos the yechon, you let him eat the meat also. So what's the machlekes here? For Yomer Rav, Rav says that Rabbi Yosi is b'shitas Rabbi Shimon. Or Rabbi Yosi calls according to shitas Rabbi Shimon. The Yomer that he says the klal is koloi mit lizrok as kazarik dami. So it's considered like it's oimid lizrok, like you made his rika. Here, as soon as you made the kabbalah sadam, the dam is in the kais. It was fit. It was aimed to make his rika. But since there was time to make his rika, at that time you did not realize that you did not do a chet. So there was a time for his rika to be done. The teres nashim. Lashem Toli, therefore, considered like this Rika was done, even though that later you realize you did not do the chet, but still, since there was a Zman when this Rika could have been done, the Hechsher, you still have the right to do this Rika now, and the Korban is kosher. So Mora says, and why? Because goes of Shimon, Shittai, goes like he calls Rabbi Yosi, also Rabbi Shimon, that he says, Kolayim and Lizrik is Kazarik Dami. So who are we seeing by his Rika Saddam? We do say this Svaros Kaimin is Kazarik Dami. So Mora says, Midihu Taima Amri the Rarova Mishmed Rabbi Yosef Mechanino. So the more is the question, like who says that's the reason? Like Rashi says, Midihu Taima Kleima. So he Taimed Rabbi Yosef Mishon Kazor Dami. Who said that's Shan Rabbi Yosef? And he goes like Rabbi Shimon because he said Kleima Lizwik. We're saying now you did not say Kleima Lizwik Kazor Dami. Maybe that's not the Shan Rabbi Yosef. Like Midihu Taima. So more says, no. Amri B'marova Senna Eretz Yisrael. Mishmed Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, like this, that Haino time the reason, what the reason of Rabbi Yosi is Haino time the Rabbi Yosi, that the Ksavri holds that Klisharis Mekadishin Yasabsum Lachatchilo, we call it, that since the Dam came into a Klisharis, it's Mekadish the Dam, that you should make a Krov, you should make a Zrika now, even though the Dam becomes possible. Rashi says Klisharis could go in high place, Shinaskababoy Hadam, is Mekadishin Yasabsumim. It's not really possible. Just here you found out that you did not do the chet, but since when it first came into the kli, it was aimed to make a zrika, therefore the kli sharas is makadashit, that right now, lechatchil, you still have the right to make a zrika. Not because kol aimed lizrik is kazari dami, but a new svara that a kli sharas is makadashit, and it's absulin, lechatchil lekorin. Oh, malay ravash, Rav Kano, so Ravash said that's Rav Kano, midi yom, Rabbi Shimon, since Rabbi Shimon says, Koloi mit lizrik is kazarik dami. So lechura, koloi mit lizrik na mikasarov dami, who adin it should be, that koloi mit anything that's aimed to burn, should also be called like it's burnt. So Rashi says, the most question is now, lamai de sagabatich mikoro, that it was the Havamina. They said that pshat from Rabbi Yosi is, that the Havamina was Rabbi Yosi goes according to Shittas Rabbi Shimon, that we hold koloi mit lizrik is kazarik dami, it's said like his rika was done already. So if you hold that svara, lechura, the same svara should be by Sreifa, that Kolayim and Lizrek should also be Kesar of Dami. If so, Noiseru Poro Amay Mitamu Tumas Eichlin. Why do we say that the meat that became Noiser, or the Poro Aduma, is Mekamu Tumas Eichlin, Nukur Afra B'yamaninu, even though you want to say that Hanash Shas HaKosher is not called Osa Banu, but our Koponim, since it's aimed to be burnt, it should be considered like it's burnt already. So it's like Ofra, and Ofra dust is not Mekamu Tuma. So why is the paraduma? Why is the noise in the kabutuma? It should be afro biyamaninu. Or Malay is the back like this. No, chibas hakodesh machshirosan. Kozman is a chiyav hakrover on them. That machshir them to give it a shem tuma. So even though on one punkt is oimid lisrach to serve dami, but since still there's an oimid to have an avoider done with it, therefore it's still called kaychol. That's called chibas hakodesh. Like the attachment that it has to the Hegdish, to the Kodesh, to the Akrovam, is Machshiros, and it makes it to Mekabel Tumma. Oh, Malei Ravin Rav Ashi, Nimehi de Mahanya Luhu Chibas HaKodesh. Liyev Sule de Gufay, true the Chibas HaKodesh helps, that it should be Chalap Sula Guf, but Likru Tomei, Nami Lemimni Berishim Vesheni. In other words, the question of the Chur Chibas HaKodesh only helps to be mastered, that in itself is going to become puzzle. The tomb only makes the psul on it. But the gufa and the kori, tome, nami, lemimne, berisha, mesheni, does it help? By the chur, really, it's not called an eichel here. It's kasar of dami. It's only the Chibas HaKodesh. So if the Chibas HaKodesh make it mamash like an echot, if we have a din of Rishon and Sheni, it is so tifshit should be poshed here to boy Rishlaka Shiesta for Shiloh. That the boy Rishlaka Shiesta Shiloh Surir Shom Menachas. If you have these pieces of Menachas, means the pieces of Menachas Moina Bar Rishon V'Sheni, when it becomes Tomid, does it make a Rishon Tumah and a Sheni L'Tumah? Or Yein Moina Bar Rishon V'Sheni? Why? Because this Tzorit Shom Menachas, it's not really an Eichel, it's only a Chibas HaKodesh. So you have a Shiloh, whether the Chibas HaKodesh makes it to Mehav Adin, Rishon V'Sheni or not? So here we should be a Peshit, yes it is. Rashi's here means, Tzorit means, Oyova K'tzas, a little thick part of the Selis, Shlo Noga B'Shem and didn't touch the oil. It wasn't Hukshel. Still if a Sheretz touches it, it's Mekabel Tumah, because of Chibas HaKodesh. And Rosh Lakha said, in such a case, you have a Shiloh, does it become a Rishon or not, or a Sheni or not? So according to Halakha Gemara, we should be poshted, yes, that does become a Rishon and a Sheni. Gemara says, Ki mi bodel Rosh Lakish di Raisa, ki karmina the Rabbonim. Rosh Lakish is Shiloh, what's going to be Midi Raisa? Midi Raisa, that's that the Chibas HaKodesh makes it into an Eichot of Mekabel Tumah, is that strong enough with your eyes that give it a shem Rishon L'Tumah, and a Rishon makes a Sheni? That's his Shiloh. Here in our Gemara we're saying, yes, it does make a Rishon M'Sheni, he's only going to get to the Rabbonin. Rashi says, Ki Kramel Yel, the Metama Tumas Eichel and the Mashma Afilu Limnus Rishon M'Sheni. So we said before, yes, it does have a Tumas Rishon M'Sheni. I'll tell you, with the Rabbonin, son of the Rabbonin, the Tolin, Es HaSheni, in Kodeshu, the Ensof and Kodeshim are Tumas Rabbonin. And although I didn't tell him, Benachnam Midi writes attack, it's a suffix whether the Chibas HaKodesh can give something to Tumas Rishon V'Sheni. That's what we're being questioned before it is, that's only Midi Rabbonim. Yes, Mishnah says like this, Ho'ime Hereya Lai B'machavas. Someone says he's Mechayiv himself to bring a Mincha of a Machavas, this type of a Mincha, and instead of that, Behebi B'macheshes, he brings it in the Macheshes. In the deep pin, instead of bringing in the flat pin, he brings in the deep pin. That was the opposite way. B'macheshes, he says he's menadim to bring a minchas macheshes, and behavi b'machvas, he brings it in a machvas. So locher is mashay behavi, what he brings to Akir is kosher, it's called the good mincha, the minchas kshera, but yidei chavos ala yotz, he's not mekayim mischayiv. Chur, chosop, the same aloch like tzvochim, yishach tezevach shlo lishmo, so the korban is kosher, just not yotze yichayv. Yeah. What's going to be zu lohovi v'machvas? He says what zu, not harei alai, doesn't make a chiv upon himself, not toras a neder, but toras a nedova. He says zu, this one is nedova lohovi v'machvas, and instead behevi v'macheshes, he brings it in macheshes, but off the opposite way, he says v'macheshes, behevi v'machvas, as a reizu psula, here the maise psula. Because he's Mishana the Mincha from the way he made Nidava for. But this is only Nidava, not a Chib upon you. See, we said that as Psula. Rashi explains a little. Rashi says, Harezu Psula. Rashi says, what the Kova Kli, he was Kaveya Kli, Shehiskabo, he and Yocholish Noisel Kliacha. Hey, since here he said Harezu, he said clearly the Kli, so he can't change around into another Kli. This here is Psula. In the Rashi, he didn't say the Kli. Here he says, the Kli, Hezu Lohovi B'machavas, here is Psula. What's going to be if he says, Harei Elai Shnei Yisrenim, Lohovi B'Kli Echad. A regular mincha is only one Yisrael. Here is Menchayit himself to bring two Yisrenim of flour, but to bring it in one Kli. Behevi B'Shnei Kelim, and instead he went and brought it in two Kelim. He brought two Menachas, each one an Yisrenim in each Kli. Or else, B'Shnei Kelim, he says, I'm going to bring these two Yisrenim and two Kelim. He ended up bringing in one Kli. So again, Mashevi Hevi, what he brought to Arki, it's kosher, it's a good mincha, but the Dechavos and Leyot, he's not Mekayim Mischayiv. His Chayiv was to do the way he said it, he wasn't Mekayim Mischayiv. What's going to be so clearly, Eilu Lohobi the Kli Echad, so like these two Esrainim here should be brought in one Kli, and then the Hevi Bishnei Kelim brought in two Kelim, but the opposite way, so clearly these two Esrainim should be brought, Bishnei Kelim, should be brought in two Kelim. They did the Kli Echad, he brought it in one Kli. So again, Harei Elam Sulem, the same you say. Since he mentioned the Kli here, he was Kaveir, it has to be either in two Kalim or in one Kalim, you would do it the opposite way, and Echnami, then Harei Elam Sulem is like a apostle. What's going to be if somebody says, Harayolai Shneyas Rainim, Lothar Bikliyachot. Because a chiv upon himself, Harayolai, a chiv upon himself to bring two Esrainim. He also says, in one Kli, Vaybi Bishne Kalim, and he brought it in two Kalim. So before we had to say that it's kosher, Shashinat Yotzi Yachayv. Omru Loi, they said back to him, Bikliyachot Nodarti, I was, you made a net to bring it in one Kli. Ikrivim Bikliyachot, Ksherim. And in this case, the Amrula, what they say back to Matis, that the Kliyechon about you made a nether to bring it in one, I can bring it in two. So it depends. If the person changes his mind now and agrees with Kliyechon, Taka brings it in one Kli, then Taka's Sherim. But Bishnei Kelim, if the guy still leaves it in two Kelim, then it's Taka Psulim. Because here also, he said the Kli, so he's Kaver to bring in the Kli. As I realized, Shnei Asrenim loved the Kliyechon, he was Kaver in one Kli. So he ends up bringing the two kelim of Taka Psulim. What's going to be, he says, also Lashon of Harei Yolai Shnei Yisroinim Lohavi B'Shnei Kelim. It's chayav to bring two Yisroinim in two kelim, of course, two separate menachas. Veiva B'Kliyach, and he ends up bringing both of them in one Kli. Some of these, the Kohanim say to him, listen, B'Shnei Kelim Nadarati, you made another bring it in two kelim. Say, grieve him, B'Shnei Kelim Shemim, if he changes his mind now, the Taka brings them in two kelim, Taka Shemim. But in the son of B'Kliyach, he only leaves them in one Kli.